Okay, folks, Chad Alpha here. We got a couple stories about two Giga Chads I used to know. We'll start off with the first one, the biggest Giga Chad that I've ever known. I have never seen a woman act toward a man in a similar circumstance before, and I haven't in the 20 plus years since that I knew this guy. At the time, I was waiting tables at Red Lobster, and a new bartender was hired. His name was Lucas. Lucas was 6'6", muscular. He played sports. He would have been 21 at the time. He had a perfect, flawless face and a baby smooth complexion. And he had kind of a bland personality, not much social skills. All the female employees there would just stare at him and stare and stare and stare. The girls at the hostess stand would just constantly go up to him while he was in the middle of, you know, pouring drinks or whatever, and just make stupid small talk just for the hell of it to him. Oftentimes, women who worked there would go up to him and say very overtly sexual things, make very overt, obvious sexual advances toward him. His responses to these advances or to the small talk would be pretty brief, uninteresting answers. He didn't really show a lot of emotion in his face. Didn't seem to matter. It didn't matter what he did. It didn't matter what he said or didn't say. He just didn't have that much of a personality, and it didn't matter to any of these women. Lucas and myself would often drink on the job. We would mix up cocktails in these little plastic cups that were meant for little kids, and then we would hide the kiddie cups in the cup racks. One time, the general manager caught Lucas with such a kiddie cup. Lucas thought he was going to get fired. However, as luck would have it, this general manager got fired later that day, and I'm going to assume the reason why was because he was having an affair with one of the waitresses named Cindy. Anyhow, the next Giga Chad I'm going to tell you about is Harold. Harold was well into his 40s. He was a, I guess you could call him a co-worker. We both worked as contractors. He was balding, so he shaved his head. He was 6 foot tall, in great physical shape, had great facial aesthetics, and a good complexion. For whatever reason, he had this tattoo of the word master tattooed on his abdomen. And one day I took him to a bunch of different bars. And at every bar I went to with him, female bartenders and female patrons would light up when they saw him or when he spoke to them. They would just stare with big buggy eyes and wide smiles. They'd give him the doggy dinner bowl look. They wouldn't look away when talking to him. And it didn't matter what he said. These women were interesting no matter what. He could be talking about calculus and they would just stare and, oh my God. Now, a couple years had passed, and I ran into him again at a facility in Kansas where both of us were working as contractors. He had grown this white Santa Claus beard for some stupid reason, and he must have been 50 at the time. And he looked like that MGTOW Monk guy, if MGTOW Monk was a Chad and in perfect physical condition. And I watched him as he walked up to this woman in her early 20s who was smoking hot. And this woman's face lit up when she saw him. She was staring at him, eagerly listening to him. He got her number, and I guess they hooked up shortly thereafter. I have other stories that I should cover in other videos. I don't know why it really didn't dawn on me that looks were the overwhelmingly most important factor in how women respond to men. Way more important than social skills, way more important than money or anything else. But it wasn't until I was exposed to black pill content on YouTube that I finally, you know, put two and two together. My blue pill brainwashing, my red pill brainwashing was just too strong. People like Wheat Waffles had to spell it out to me in plain English to get this into my head. Even though I'd seen with my own eyes many, 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 many times before how women respond to attractive men, I still believe that, oh, they just have the gift of gab. They have a good game. They have good personalities. Or they know some kind of secret that I just don't. But the truth was there. The truth was there the whole time. I just didn't want to believe it. I either was in denial, or I just didn't know any better. I had my head up my booty hole this entire time. Anyhow, donate to my plastic surgery fund. I really need it. I'd like to look like Harold or Lucas.